This is Lish Fayer and Adam Shirley on ABC Radio Canberra.
Well, time to celebrate a couple of experts in our midst, up-and-comers, talented types, because last night the ACT Training Awards were held virtually. Diction College student Sebastian Connor was awarded the ACT Australian School-Based Apprentice of the Year. He's with us now, along with his mentor, Malcolm Hanslow, head chef at Pilot, who nominated Seb for the award. Sebastian, to you first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
So tell me what it is you love about preparing and offering food to others.
It's a really special thing to be able to put a lot of time and effort and thought into something, create something with your hands, be able to share that with other people and bring them joy and happiness and be able to share an experience with other people.
Did it start young for you? Because I always wonder about people's motivations for taking food to a level beyond what most of us do, that is when we cook. Through the family, something you ate once, another experience perhaps?
I've always loved cooking. Recently I had my 18th birthday and my mom got out all these photos of me sitting on the bench cooking with my mom, and I remember so many of my memories as a child of cooking with my parents or cooking with my grandma. So it's something I've always really enjoyed and it's always been a passion for me. And I didn't Asper and it was made me able to explore that without leaving school. So, and I'd be able to discover that that's really what I do want to do.
I love the idea of a school-based apprenticeship where you can do it as part of your studies and then go into the field. It sort of almost cuts down on some of the training. How long, if you start a school-based apprenticeship, it's a 4 years that you do?
Yeah.
And then you'll go out next year and work in a kitchen. I want to bring in your mentor, because mentors for apprentices are not just a resource, but they are part of the driving force of getting you through. Malcolm Hanslow is the head chef at Pilot and he joins us. He's on the phone, funnily enough, just through the window here at the Green Room. Hi, Malcolm.
Hi, how are you?
It's a very funny experience and I'm looking at you, but you're on the phone. Tell us what your role is in working with Sebastian.
I suppose we just try and give him well-structured training, which will like slowly suit his skill set. So it's just increasing difficulty of tasks and just really help teach him the proper fundamentals of cooking.
Does he come into the kitchen at Pilot?
Yeah, he works in there with us.
Malcolm, how do you know when you've got one? How do you know when you've got one that's a cut above, not just in ability, but also dedication, especially when someone's a bit younger?
I just think that you can really tell someone's enthusiasm with how much they'll go home and actually read and learn about food, follow different restaurants on social media, their eagerness to... We go to the markets every Saturday morning, how eager they are to actually get up early after a late Saturday night and then... come in.
Sebastian, can you take us on a walk with Malcolm to the markets every Saturday morning? What's that experience like?
It's actually really cool. We go to the markets, so we make the prep list on Friday night. Then we go to the markets and heaps of really cool produce. And we're starting to get to know all the people. Like, all the other chefs take turns, but I go pretty much every week. So I know like a lot of the stall holders now and they're like, oh, hello again. 3 cases of apples again. Yes.
Pretty brutal hours though, aren't they, Malcolm, for a chef? And you're studying as well, or is the apprenticeship program 100% apprenticeship? No more other year 12 work to do?
I'm studying as well. So I'm doing year 12 as well. So some of the students will know I'm doing a tea package. So basically, at the end of year 12, I get an ATAR as well, which is why I've really liked an ASBIS, because I've been able to do this and I can still get my ATAR. And I've already gone to ANU. So I really have a lot of options. And that's really like one of the big benefits of being able to do an ASBA.
ASBA being Australian School-Based Apprenticeship.
I'm putting my
acronym as I go on the fly. So what are you going to take up? I've got your mentor Malcolm Hanslow in the studio saying, "Is he going to follow a program into the kitchen?" Having just won ACT School-Based Apprentice of the Year, or are you going to get away on you?
I really like the fact that I've gone to ANU. It's left my options open. I can choose to do whatever I want. But definitely, at the moment, my passion definitely lies in the kitchen and with Mal.
Malcolm Hanslow, just to you, how often are people like Sebastian eyes open about the hard yakka that's involved? Because we see all the cooking TV shows. It all looks very glamorous and there's this peak of interest, but how often do they also have an understanding that it isn't all souffle and sitting down with celebrities?
People tend to, they wake up pretty quickly to the fact that there's a lot of dishes to be done, there's a lot of onions to chop, it's not all the glamour sort of stuff. It's...
What do you get to cook? What's your thing that you get to cook from this year that you just got to whip out, Sebastian?
So there's so many things that I like to cook. I'm not sure. We all take turns making staff meal at work. My absolute staff meal classic is the baked eggs with the leftover bread from the previous day.
Baked eggs.
Pretty tasty.
Ah, see? And the pressure's on when you're cooking for staff, although
they're absolutely
happy to be fed and not have to be cooked, have to cook it themselves, I suspect. Thank you both. Well, congratulations. We really look forward to hearing what you do next year.
Thank you.
That's Sebastian Connor, Dixon College Year 12 student, ACT Australian School-based Apprentice of the Year, and Malcolm Hanslow, head chef at Pilot.
You know, I just think, Lish, people are so much... I love how focused and passionate people are about what they do. I remember I was flipping and flopping everywhere at Sebastian's age, still are to a degree, but I admire just how much people like Malcolm and Sebastian have a clear idea of what they love and why they love it. And in the end, it's about giving to people when you're a chef or you're involved with food.
And those school-based apprenticeships, what a fantastic program to be able to get kids into those streams early, give them a taste of it and still have the options at the end of it.